This has been coming for a while now. What better time than now? What better place than here? Never forget what the Dungeon Master asked Conan in Conan the Barbarian, 1982. Dungeon Master. Conan, what is best in life? Conan, to crush to metal core, see it driven before death core, and to hear the lamentations of Gent Thal during the pandemic when things changed. I had more time on my hands. Granted, this was all before I got COVID myself and couldn't work anymore, was still drinking and all of that. I was using this time to listen to more music while being at the computer. I was watching more YouTube and being introduced to new bands and styles. I was already in this mindset, but now I had large blocks of time to dedicate to it. So the great listening adventure began. Change, our constant companion in the relentless surge of the evolution of heavy metal. This music, this brutal, yet beautiful music of dark, distortion of mirrors, evolving and growing. We confront our inner chaos, emerging the stronger. Each breakdown, each riff is a testament of our resilience, reminding us to allow new sources to inspire us, to challenge us. Evoke a new feeling, crucible of sound and fury. One judgment, no jury. I am the fury, wage war, fury. It isn't just our individualized soundtrack of our life, but a philosophy, one that teaches us to embrace transmutation, seek out fresh riffs and vocal patterns, the perspectives, and forever push the boundaries of our existence. What exists here is a careful collection of 40 bands and 80 songs I either discovered since the pandemic or re-fell in love with. This isn't a list compiled of all-time favorites or any of that. Some of these would be on that list. No. This list are bands and songs I heard in passing, then heard again, then again, then again. Then I was like, I love this band. I would just start soaking up all I could from these bands. I did follow a criteria of sorts to pick what I wanted to talk about specifically for this essay. The list of bands in the top 16 are the current soundtrack to my life. They're the heavy hitters that dominate my playlists, the ones I turn to daily for that much-needed dose of face-melting metal madness. Whether I'm working out, or just zoning out, there's always something from one of these bands blasting my senses pretty much on a daily basis. They got a permanent spot in my rotation, and I never get tired of them. If Fruity Pebbles was actually as addictive as crack, if these bands were all there ever, was I be a happy, angry metalhead. The Elite Eight, now, they're a close second. These bands are just as crucial to my collection. I might not hit play on them every single day, but they're still in heavy rotation. They've earned their place through sheer awesomeness and consistency. When I do dive into their discographies, it's a deep, satisfying dive. They're like the reliable alternate that never disappoints, has variety to it, even if they don't always take center stage. As for the notable mentions, these are the bands I keep an eye on and have a few bangers I consume. They might not make it to my daily playlist, but I still enjoy their music whenever the mood strikes. They're like the underdogs I cheer for, appreciating their contributions and knowing they've got the potential to climb higher on my personal charts. They're the wild cards that keep my listening experience fresh and varied, adding that extra depth to my course. These are in no order. There's no best out of this list. I love all 16 equally. I put them in alphabetical order to have some organization to them. I did the same for the Elite 8 and notable mentions. The top 16 will get more attention. The Elite 8 will be a little shorter, and I will mention my notables. Top 16. Allegiant. From the desolate wastelands of Fort Collins, Colorado, Allegiant emerged in 2008, branding themselves as Tech Death Metal Manifestation of Wizard Magic. They broke through the noise with their 2014 album, Elements of the Infinite, proving that even in a genre flooded with talent, they could stand out. Most metalheads will scream along to The God Particle, proponent for Sentience 3, The Extermination, and Gray Matter Mechanics, Appassionata Ex Machina. Why do they matter? Because they blend brutal technicality with thought-provoking themes, proving that you can headbang and think critically at the same time or die trying. If you're not listening, you're missing out on some of the sharpest riffs in the metal universe. What attracted me to this band was Gray Matter Mechanics, Appassionata Ex Machina. I remember the first time I heard this song in the car, listening to XM Radio, Liquid Metal, which I have a love-hate relationship with, as far as their selection of music is concerned. This song has everything from sheer heaviness to some really neat acoustic guitar parts. Their covers of Rush's Subdivisions and Yes, Roundabout are also very interesting when you hear their originals and then go and take a listen to these covers. Their variety of how they can play and form songs are set on a different level for me, with extreme metal, and it still sounds super technical and smart while getting my inner molecules excited to stand and bang with Ex Machina. Architects. From the grimy streets of Brighton, England, Architects have been redefining metalcore since 2004. They hit the big time with their 2016 album, All Our Gods Have Abandoned Us, a testament to their relentless energy and lyrical depth. Fans thrash to Doomsday Meteor and Animals. Why do they matter? Architects have mastered the art of blending crushing riffs with poppy hooks that make you both sing along and then crush your boy beside you in the pit. If you haven't caught on yet, you're missing one of the most influential acts in the genre. Animals has nearly 100 million streams on Spotify. I'd say that is significant for a heavy band. Doth, a strange one to make the list because these guys from Atlanta, Georgia, gave us Doth in 2003, a band that took death metal and infused it with industrial and groove elements. They gained traction with their 2007 album, The Hinderers. Songs like The Worthless, Subterfuge, and Day of Endless Light are staples. However, where they really shine is in 2024. Releasing their first record in 14 years, Doth's newest record, The Deceivers, is electrifying. Showcases their signature blend of technical death metal and industrial influences, with an even more evolved sound that may redefine where this type of music is heading in the future. Even my 72-year-old mother was digging on this as I was playing it out by the pool. Tracks like No Rest, No End, Purified by Vengeance, and Hex Unending are being praised for their intricate riffs, relentless energy, and dark, thought-provoking lyrics. This release is not just a comeback. It's a statement that Doth is more powerful and relevant than ever in the metal scene. Why do they matter? Doth brought a fresh, mechanical edge to death metal, making it as much about atmosphere as brutality. Their unique sound and newer evolved take will influence the genre, proving that metal can evolve without losing its core intensity. Enterprise Earth, spawning from Spokane, Washington, in 2014, Enterprise Earth has been a relentless force in deathcore. Their 2017 album, Embodiment, solidified their place in the scene. Tracks like Psalm of Agony, Where Dreams Are Broken, and Casket of Rust are my personal favorites. Why do they matter? They bring a brutal yet smooth but polished sound, with lyrics and groove that delve into existential and societal themes. Enterprise Earth is the band for those who want their deathcore with a side of philosophical pondering and some crazy instrumentals. In my opinion, one of the more technical bands that keep their feet on the pedal as if they were driving in the wasteland of Mad Max, Fury Road. I also love that they release strictly instrumentals of their records. Just another angle of what this band can do sonically and still be brutal as fuck. Spock once said, "Break down and prosper," before he jumped into the crowd of screaming metal fans. Era. Hailing from Birmingham, Alabama, Era has been pushing the boundaries of progressive metalcore since 2009. They made waves with their 2013 album, Augment. Some of my personal favorite tracks include Snowblood, Breach, and Pull from the Ghost. Why do they matter? Era combines technical proficiency with emotional depth, creating a sound that's as heavy and progressive while fusing elements of djent thal into a powerful intricate of sound waves that stimulate the mind while sweating in its heat. They're a shining example of how metalcore can evolve, blending complexity with raw emotion. Their Muse cover, Stockholm Syndrome, is a banger you do not want to miss. Fit for a King, one of the few metalcore bands that survived the style shift in and around 2010, Fit for a King, also known as Falk, that's right, Falk, burst out of Dallas, Texas, in 2007, delivering punishing metal with a melodic twist. They're considered Christian hardcore, whatever that is supposed to be in 2024. If you listen to metal, whatever, most will say they are metalcore, Sure, they have the Christian element in their lyrics. It doesn't really change if they're a kick-ass metal band or not. They shred. That is all that matters to me. Their 2018 album, Dark Skies, pushed them back into the spotlight with a few albums that didn't match their heaviness. Anthems like Tower of Pain, Breaking the Mirror, and End, The Other Side, are must-listens. Why do they matter? Falk melds heaviness with accessible hooks, tackling themes of personal struggle and resilience. They've carved out a niche that's both brutal and relatable, making them a mainstay in the modern metal scene and in just about every playlist I have that has extreme metal in it. Job for a Cowboy. Emerging from Glendale, Arizona, in 2003, Job for a Cowboy quickly became synonymous with extreme metal and death metal before evolving their sound to a more technical, progressive deathcore blend. Their rise to fame through MySpace is legendary in the metal community. As one of the first bands discovered exclusively via the platform, their story is a testament to the power of social media in the music industry. Their 2005 EP Doom caught fire on MySpace, attracting a massive following and showcasing their brutal blend of hostile audio waves and one of the first instances of using the pig squeal as a vocal style rather than just an effect one would use here or there in a song. Job for a Cowboy turned this into a complete vocal style with their brand of usage of it. Tracks like Entombment of a Machine and Knee Deep became viral hits, earning them a record deal and catapulting them into the metal spotlight. Why do they matter? They continue to pave the way for countless other bands, cementing Job for a Cowboy as pioneers of the digital age in metal music. They transition, showcasing technical prowess and brutal intensity. Their influence on metal genres is undeniable, making them a band every metal fan should know. If you do not believe me, check out the track Beyond the Chemical Doorway. Orbit Culture. Straight out of XJO Sweden, Orbit Culture has been around since 2013. Their 2020 album, Nija, and 2023's Descent brought them international acclaim. My favorites include From the Inside, While We Serve, and North Star of Nija. Why are they important? Orbit Culture seamlessly blends melody with aggression, crafting songs that are as catchy as they are heavy. They're a fresh voice in the melodic deathcore scene, proving the genre is alive and well. The future of Melodeath. At the start of 2024, Orbit Culture signed a deal with Century Media Records. Century Media Vice President Philip Schultz said via press release, "Watching Orbit Culture's rise to becoming one of the greatest new metal bands in the world and now working with them is inspiring. I've personally been a fan since the beginning. They are part of both metal and Century Media's future in a very exciting way." Sing. From Tokyo, Japan, Sim, Silence Is Mine, has been mixing punk rock, traditional heavy metal, new metal, and reggae since 2004. Their 2013 album, Pandora, put them on the map. Key tracks include Killing Me, Blah Blah Blah, and The Rumbling, which is featured on the anime show Attack on Titan, the final season part 2. Why do they matter? Sim defies genre boundaries, creating a unique sound that's as unpredictable as it is infectious with their fusion of different styles. This band is so much fun sonically. They bring the heat, but they also bring the bounce. If you like bands like Skindred, Insolence, and Head PE, then you'd love Sim. They bring a wild, chaotic energy that's impossible to ignore. If you're not listening, you're missing out on one of the most innovative bands out of Japan. Personal favorites not mentioned above are Hide and Seek and Red. Their newest record, Play Dead, is a real banger from front to back and back to front. Slaughter to Prevail. From Ekaterinburg, Russia, Slaughter to Prevail has been a relentless force in deathcore since 2014. Their 2017 album, Misery Sermon, turned heads in the metal community. Key tracks like Misery Sermon, 666, and Chronic Slaughter showcase their brutality. I started hearing some rumblings about this deathcore band that was killing it from Russia. All I knew back then was this Russian hate project. Then I started seeing videos of Alex Terrible and all what he could do, not just with his band, but his solo stuff as well. We'll get there. Anyway, I have seen this band live, with no opener and just destroying it. No one was pissed off. Everyone was on board with Alex and what this band brings to the dance. Why do they matter? Slaughter to Prevail delivers some of the heaviest, most visceral deathcore out there, with a raw intensity that's hard to match. They bring a vicious energy that's both terrifying and captivating. If you like bands like Thy Art Is Murder, Whitechapel, and Suicide Silence, then you'll love Slaughter to Prevail. They offer a relentless sonic assault that's impossible to ignore. Every member can play. Their YouTube channel is amazing for extra content from the band. Some are calling them the next Slipknot and or Pantera. Stiff tagline, but doable in my eyes. They're on their way of being the biggest band on this list, and they're not at all radio-friendly metal. Not even close. If you need some good heavy music to fuel your workouts, personal favorites are Demolisher, Baba Yaga, Bratva, 1984, Viking, Conflict, and Kid of Darkness. 12-Foot Ninja. From Melbourne, Australia, 12-Foot Ninja has been blending alternative metal with funk and progressive elements since 2008. Their 2012 album Silent Machine brought them into the limelight, and both their last two albums were absolute bangers. Why do they matter? Their genre-defying sound and quirky humor set them apart, making them one of the most original acts in modern metal. This band reminds me of early Incubus, specifically when the band first started all the way through Science. I think Incubus Science is one of the most influential records to come out of the latter half of the 1990s, especially with metal and fusing it with other styles. One of the defining things about nu metal was its ability to fuse other styles of music into its aggressive brand. Bands in the heavier subgenres are now doing this more and more again with their twist of modern added to it. We just might get a nu metal 2.0 in the near future, I think. Key tracks include Coming For You, One Hand Killing, and Invincible. Upon a Burning Body. Hailing from San Antonio, Texas, Upon a Burning Body has been delivering their brand of core, which happens to be metal, since 2005. I do not believe them to be a metalcore band. Google lists them as metal and groove metal. They are more deathcore for me. They blend elements of metalcore and death metal, characterized by heavy breakdowns, aggressive vocals, and fast-paced, technically demanding instrumentation. However, lately, the band has had a more groovier edge closer to the style of Pantera. And this is not a bad thing. To me, this shift is logical with how they sound. They already had a style that, to me, was a more exaggerated version of what Pantera had done. For them to bring it down a little makes a lot of sense, and it sounds absolutely amazing. They can still do the speed when the song fits, but this more groovy take is very enjoyable. Notoriety came with their 2014 album, The World Is My Enemy Now. Essential tracks include Texas Blood Money, Sin City, and Red Razor Wrists. Why do they matter? They bring a no-nonsense, hard-hitting approach to metal, with swagger that's uniquely Texan. Family-oriented with their fan base, but more like a fan base. They've earned their place in the scene with relentless energy and unyielding aggression. Some personal favorites: Built From War, Intermission, and Till the Break of Dawn. Wage War, from Ocala, Florida. Wage War has been throwing down since 2010 with a no-holds-barred approach to metalcore. Their 2017 album Deadweight catapulted them into the spotlight, and for good reason. Tracks like Stitch, Alive, Gravity, The River, Fury, and Johnny Cash are absolute must-listens that'll hit you like a freight train of emotion and power. Why do they matter? Wage War is all about mixing bone-crushing heaviness with melodic hooks that stick with you. They tackle themes of personal struggle and resilience with a raw intensity that's impossible to ignore. Their music is a relentless force, whether you're looking to crush a workout or just chill by the pool with their stripped sessions. If you're not in the know, you're seriously missing out on one of the most compelling acts in metalcore right now. Personal favorites? Check out Fury, Low, Relapse, Godspeed, and High Horse. Their last album, Manic, is a nonstop banger of highs, lows of life, packed with the kind of riffs and hooks that'll keep you coming back for more. New album Stigma, out now, is something you can groove at the club to, but still be heavy in metal. The breakdowns are absolutely insane. If I had a favorites list, they'd be on it. Whitechapel. Hailing from Knoxville, Tennessee, Whitechapel has been a brutal force in the deathcore scene since 2006. Their 2010 album, A New Era of Corruption, was a defining moment, showcasing their relentless sound. Key tracks like The Saw Is the Law, I Dementia, and When a Demon Defiles a Witch are essential screamers that display their technical precision and raw power. Why do they matter? Whitechapel delivers sheer brutality with unmatched technical skill, cementing their place as titans of deathcore. They're a band that's impossible to ignore, with a sound that hits like a sledgehammer or two-ton heavy thing. If you're into unrelenting heaviness and intricate musicianship, Whitechapel is your band. I discovered them late. I always knew who they were, but I didn't start to really love them till about a year ago, and now I'm a total junkie. They're a cornerstone of modern metal. Standout tracks? Don't miss I Will Find You, a song that perfectly encapsulates their relentless aggression. And This Is Exile, a brutal anthem. Fuck you, it's a brutal anthem. The Saw Is the Law is another must-listen, combining their signature heaviness with an unforgettable groove. I get it. Minio is always late to parties. This one included, but damn does it feel good to be here now. Oh, so good. Winds of Plague. From Upland, California, Winds of Plague has been fusing symphonic elements with West Coast hardcore since 2002, creating a sound that's both grand and brutal. Their 2008 album Decimate the Weak was a game changer, firmly establishing them in the metal scene. Essential tracks like Decimate the Weak, The Impaler, and Reloaded showcase their ability to blend cinematic scope with crushing heaviness. Why do they matter? Winds of Plague brings an epic, theatrical quality to deathcore that sets them apart. Their music is a relentless assault on the senses, combining symphonic elements with bone-crushing riffs and breakdowns. Kids, they were doing breakdowns before most were calling them breakdowns. If you're into bands that push the boundaries of their genre, Winds of Plague should be the 2010 Sepultura for you then. They prove that hardcore can transcend to deathcore and be as grand and dynamic as it is heavy. Personal favorites? Check out Refined in the Fire, a track that exemplifies their symphonic brutality of Evil Fucking Fears Me, and The Great Stone War, a powerful anthem that showcases their unique style. I call it the Braveheart song. Listen to it. You'll get it. Let's not forget the hardcore classic Reloaded. If you forgot about them, pick it back up. They hold up amazingly when you are pissed off in the modern day. Within the Ruins. From Westfield, Massachusetts, Within the Ruins has been delivering technical metalcore since 2003. Their 2014 album, Phenomena, brought them widespread recognition and showcased their signature sound. Key tracks like Calling Card, Gods Amongst Men, and Ataxia for our fan favorites that highlight their intricate face-melting musicianship and crushing heaviness. Why do they matter? Within the Ruins stands out in the technical heavy scene with their dark, deep, and rich guitar tones that weave complex and brutal riffs. They're not just about heaviness. They're about precision and technical prowess. If your girlfriend asks, "Do you even gent?" she knows if you're lying or not that you know Within the Ruins material. Personal favorites? Outsider, with its haunting lyrics, "Left with no home, I have been disowned. Forever left alone, I have become the outsider, castle in the sky, and ivory tower," all showcase their ability to blend technical complexity with raw power. Within the Ruins continues to push the boundaries of what's possible in metal. Doesn't matter what part of the core they are. Metal, period, making them a must-listen for anyone that thinks they gent. Elite 8. Alt. Hailing from Sweden, Alt showed up around 2020. Known for their intricate soundscapes and powerful performances, their track Paradox stands out as a fan favorite, showcasing their unique blend of technical proficiency and emotional depth. The Deep Blue Silent and Paralyzed are also standout tracks. Avatar from Gothenburg, Sweden, Avatar has been delivering theatrical melodic metal since 2001. Their hit, Hail the Apocalypse, is a prime example of their dynamic sound, combining heavy riffs with dramatic flair, making them a standout in the metal scene. Let It Burn and The King Welcomes You to Avatar Country are also standout tracks. A lot of fun and marketable to mass listeners. Bleed From Within. Emerging from Glasgow, Scotland, in 2005, Bleed From Within has been a force in metalcore. Their track, The End of All We Know, is a must-listen, highlighting their blend of crushing heaviness and melodic hooks that define their sound. I Am Damnation and Hands of Sin are bangers. Cattle Decapitation. San Diego, California, gave us this insane band in 1996, pioneers of death grind. Known for their brutal intensity, Forced Gender Reassignment is a song that encapsulates their relentless aggression and controversial themes. Usually too heavy for what I like, this band has grown on me. Love the new record, it's sick. Bring Back the Plague and Scourge of the Offspring are intense, to say the least. Fate Destroyed. From Los Angeles, California, Fate Destroyed has been delivering modern metal since 2018. Their track, Break Free, showcases their blend of heavy riffs and melodic sensibility, making them a fresh voice in the metal scene. Probably my favorite band with a female singer right now. Check out Crave and Speak Your Name. Impending Doom. Riverside, California, birthed this incarnation in metal in 2005, a band at the forefront of Christian deathcore, known for their intense sound. Murderer is a track that exemplifies their brutal yet thought-provoking approach to the genre. They haven't done anything in a minute, but do not count them out. They bring the heavy. Satanic Panic and War Music are exactly what they mean with these tracks. Till the Dirt, a new band from atheist frontman Kelly Schaefer, with their debut album Outside the Spiral. Known for his impact on the Floridian death metal scene, Schaefer's new project blends grunge, black metal, jazz, rock, dark wave, and more into a unique sound. Till the Dirt stands out by blending various genres into a powerful sound that pushes death metal's boundaries. If you think you know what extreme metal sounds like loud as fuck, put on some noise cancellation headphones and turn this up to 11. It is okay. I will hold your beer. The production value is amazing on the record. Outside the Spiral will train your mind to understand. Check out the vibes of Starring Role and Outside the Spiral for a taste of their filling sound. Wake Up Frankie. Metal from Finland, no bullshit. Take 80s thrash, smash it with 90s metal grooves, and blast it with 2000s porn rock, and you get thrash rock in the name of Wake Up Frankie. Been tearing up Helsinki since 2017, and they're just getting started. Check out Ratata Bloodlust, The Outlaw, and Drop Dead. Shit, just check out their Spotify already. All their songs are bangers. No shit. Before I go on with notable mentions, I just want to say something about subgenres. Labels are important. However, let's not lose our heads here on the specifics of this core versus that core. These labels are loose. I use my own judgment and knowledge of music also with Google and AI. It is okay to not agree. Sure, they have meanings that define them, but a lot of bands, at least these bands, in my opinion, float between the boundaries. I just look at all of them as modern metal. I am not saying this is a subgenre or anything, but talking about a time period right now. Some of these bands are older than others and have been around, and some are semi-new, but it's 2024 now. We have had what? 30 to 35 years of perfecting the audio techniques, and with AI now being able to be thrown into the mix. The changes are going to come even quicker. I am just saying we're getting close to even newer and faster changes coming. Be ready to just take it in. We have already hit that singularity for metal music. It is going to expand in ways that a lot of the OGs won't really understand, nor will I as a fan. I'm just going to soak it in. Like what I like, love what I love. If I do not like it, I will at least think about why I don't, so that I may explain it in the future. Usually, my tastes have to do with my moods and how I just like how things sound to me. I have never been able to explain it in a more, well, explainable way. Stay tuned. Notable mentions after The Burial, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 2004, progressive metalcore. Songs to check out, Behold the Crown and Lost in the Static. Alex Terrible, Russia, 2016, deathcore, best known for his band Slaughter to Prevail. Check out Demolisher. Also, Alex has a YouTube channel where he will post solo tracks and covers of songs. He raps too. It's interesting. See, Lil Nas X, Old Town Road cover. Alpha Wolf, Metalcore 2013 from Hobart, Tasmania. Yes, Tasmania, and their songs are fast too. Check out Akadama. Dying Fetus, Upper Marlboro, Maryland, 1991, death metal. The song, Subjected to a Beating, but it is their newer stuff I really dig, like Compulsion for Cruelty. I Prevail. Southfield, Michigan, 2013, post-hardcore. Bow Down is a real banger. Ice Nine Kills, Boston, Massachusetts, 2002, metalcore, A Grave Mistake is a good song, but the one I like a lot right now is The American Nightmare. Make Them Suffer, Perth, Western Australia, 2008, metalcore, deathcore blend. Songs to check out, Ether, Epitaph, and Erase Me. Memphis Mayfire, Dallas, Texas, 2006, metalcore, No Ordinary Love has always been a staple track. I really love their newer stuff. Blood and Water is a real banger. Meshuga, the OG professors of metal tinkering. Meshuga, hailing from Umeå, Sweden, falls into several heavy metal subgenres, including extreme metal, progressive metal, technical death metal, djent, avant-garde metal, groove metal, experimental metal, math metal, industrial metal, and post-thrash metal. Check out the classic Bleed. Their 2022 Immutable was an amazing record. Check out The Abysmal Eye. Mushroomhead, originating from Cleveland, Ohio in 1993, is best known for songs like Solitaire, Unraveling, Womp, Sun Doesn't Rise, Simple Survival, QWERTY, Kill Tomorrow, 1200, Save Us, Out of My Mind, and We Are the Truth. New singles, Prepackaged and Fall in Line, are super cool songs. They still sound cool as hell. Norma Jean, Douglasville, Georgia, since 1997, has demonstrated remarkable longevity in the metalcore scene, continuing to release bangers like A Killing Word. Of Mice and Men, Costa Mesa, California, 2009, metalcore. Probably best known for Second and Sebring. However, I really love their 2022 release, Echo. Several bangers on there. Check out Timeless, Anchor, Bloom, Pulling Teeth, and Obsolete. Obsolete has 42 million plus streams on Spotify, one of their newest, and it is one of their most popular and personal favorite from the band. Periphery, a cornerstone in progressive metal from Washington, D.C., 2005. Their drummer, Matt Halpern, is a standout talent, bringing incredible precision and creativity to their sound. Tracks like Scarlet, Blood Eagle, and Marigold showcase their innovative approach and Halpern's exceptional drumming skills. Polaris, Sydney, Australia, 2012, metalcore, Masochist and The Remedy are in my normal rotation. I need more focus sessions with them. Termina, USA, 2020, metalcore. I like Nick Nocturnal. He is a pretty good guitar player and decent content creator. Where he really shines is doing a great job of bringing all sorts of metal out there where I trust his judgment, and I will also check out something he is either in or talks highly of. Jams from this band, Lucid and Take Flight, are nicely done. Throne, Stockholm, Sweden, 2021, hardcore. Songs like On the Verge and Grey Out are like a beast within themselves. Look, this band is today's generation's Hatebreed. This isn't a knock at all. It is awesome that bands can still come out and do stuff with a passion to punish the ears and make faces melt. Their music and philosophy on how to market themselves on Spotify is a very interesting idea. They just so happen to really punch you in the face with their nonstop style. As we near the end of this venture, for now, let's retain a thing or two, along with enough jams to make a playlist. The essence of metal isn't just in the gutturals, the riffs, or the breakdowns. It's in the spirit, the relentless drive to push boundaries, to evolve, and to defy. Each band mentioned here has played a part in my ever-growing soundtrack, offering me a refuge, a release, and a relentless challenge to my senses and perceptions of what is real. Metal remains a steadfast companion, an unyielding force that mirrors the chaos within and around us. These bands carve their place. Not just as background noise, but as the very pulse that drives a foot forward, a finger to push the coffee machine on, to press on, to proceed, to progress, drive forward, to headbang a little. The top 16, the elite 8, and the notable mentions each bring their unique flavor to the table, crafting a diverse and ever-changing landscape of sound of fury. The future of metal is bright, chaotic, and unpredictable, just as it should be. With the advent of new technologies, evolving tastes, and the undying passion of its creators and listeners, this genre will continue to morph and mutate, always staying one step ahead of the mainstream, always staying true to its roots of rebellion and resilience. Embrace the chaos. This anthem, this rebellion, that relentless pursuit of the perfect vibe. Never stop exploring the brutal beauty that is heavy metal. It's only getting better. I cannot remember if I ever made a soundtrack for an essay or not. Yet I did, here's one. All the bands mentioned here directly are on it. Most of the songs mentioned here are on it, but not all. Of the 40 bands and 80 songs represented here, the top 16 got 3 songs of my choosing. The elite 8 got 2, and the notable mentions got 1 each. This was something I had to be into as well. That I can get a little variety of these bands I'm really into right now. I may expand it. I may not. I might just make a new one and make that version 2 or something. I do not know. I just want all this music readily available in my accessible playlists. All these bands are smothered across my account in several different playlists. Keep banging your heads out there. Enjoy 80. The 80 Metal by David Angelo Minio. July 14th, 2024. 5,593 words.